B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being part of the MRL fam. You know, off the air, Loren was telling me how much of a good Father's Day they had over the weekend.
She gave Dallas... Yeah, he could sleep in, made breakfast in bed.
Well, hang on.
I didn't make breakfast in bed. I DoorDashed it.
You DoorDashed breakfast?
Yes, sure did.
Okay, I'm going to... There's a series of events that occurred Sunday that sounds like the worst Father's Day ever.
What?
And let's also just mention this before we get to that, because we have plenty of time. Don't worry, Loren. We have plenty of time to break apart the Father's Day. And I can't wait to hear what Roy said, because I don't know what he's going to say. But... she just found out about DoorDash. Let's mention that.
And now, how many times have you used it since you found out about it Friday?
Three.
Oh my gosh! Three times. You just discovered it Friday.
I know.
I mean, I've been on DoorDash forever, and I never DoorDash breakfast.
Well.
Okay.
I mean, we.
Go ahead.
I just figured. Listen, Dallas is a much better cook than I am. So why would? He's a much better cook. So instead of trying to make him burnt eggs that look like Cash made them, I figured I'd just DoorDash it.
Mm-hmm. Lauren's like, it's practically like having a butler in the kitchen at all times. You snap your fingers and they just show up.
And I could entertain Cash and keep him quiet so Dallas could sleep in while the food came. All I had to do was order it.
Gotcha. The story thickens. The plot thickens about this Father's Day. I find out that he had to do a bunch of yard work cutting trees down.
On Saturday.
I thought that was Sunday when you were telling me the story.
It was both days.
Okay.
Yeah. Loren.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And I heard that he had to go to the store and do like grocery shopping. And I heard
he likes doing that.
And I heard that he cooked his own Father's Day dinner.
He went to the grocery store on Sunday too?
Yeah.
And he cooked his own dinner he cooked dinner for everyone.
Hold on. You're making this sound really bad. And it's not that
bad. Where is he?
Because Father's Day should be.
I'm calling him.
Father's Day should be a time where you relax and people pamper you and you
know. Can I call him?
Yeah, he's awake. He's in bed, but he's awake.
All right, Roy, I think we should call him and see if he really enjoyed Father's Day or
if he just
told Loren that. Yeah.
You know what it sounded like? A typical Sunday at the house.
Mm-mm. We got him a really cool gift. We did cards right after breakfast. And then
he cut trees. The chips get everywhere. They get in your shoe.
Yeah, they got in my eye.
But then you got to start the chainsaw.
But if we would have finished on Saturday... then we wouldn't have had to do it on Sunday.
Check your iPhone tracker. Where is he? Hey, Dal, it's Manny. It's Manny and Roy and your wife. You're live on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I found out about what really went down on Father's Day.
We're concerned, buddy. Do you need a Father's Day redo? Because it sounds like you did way too much.
I heard that you had to cook your own Father's Day dinner for everyone, and you went to the store, and then you were cutting down trees this weekend.
I would love a remix.
Yeah, see?
Oh, yes. Really? Dallas, you really didn't like your Father's Day? I mean, I know the tree thing, but...
I loved my Father's Day. It was great.
Okay.
I just exerted a little bit more effort than I thought I was going to.
Listen, I feel bad about the trees. I'm going to apologize to you right now live on the radio in front of all these people, but I feel bad about the trees.
Record this.
Yeah, this tastes like vinegar.
Dallas, she tells me about this wonderful Father's Day weekend, and I'm like, that sucks. There was nothing about that weekend that was good.
And they were like, well, at least after he cut trees and probably weeded the yard and fixed the beds at the new house, which we call Chateau de Lorraine, he then at least got to relax.
No.
Somebody made dinner for him.
No, no,
she
no.
She goes, no, he cooked. after he went to the store to get his own groceries.
I know, but here's the thing. Dallas, don't you like cooking? You enjoy grilling.
I like grilling. No, I do.
I like to grill.
Hang on. Sweetheart, email me what you want me to say.
I'm texting him right now. Script.
Don't destroy my reputation.
I love all of these things. Yeah.
What'd you make last night? What'd you grill?
We did surf and turf, man. We went big.
Oh,
we
wow.
Steaks and lobsters.
Wow, that sounds really good.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Let's get the fancy music going. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Ooh, how do you like your lobster?
How do you like it? Cooked?
Yeah.
Butter? I don't know.
I didn't know there was another way to eat it.
Dude, man. Okay.
I just wanted to say I felt bad for you this week.
Yeah, Roy was concerned.
Well, I appreciate the thoughts.
You need it.
We need to have a safe word. Like, you need to text me if things are going downhill. And you need help, and I'll call with like a request. But hey, Dallas, I need your help in South End. Come help me, and then we'll chill out.
Lobster will be the safe word.
All right, Dallas. Now that Father's Day's over, did you get the to do list I left you?
Oh my!
I'm kidding.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. We'll see you, bud.
I love you.
Thanks, gang.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good egg right there. Did you make your dad or did you make the husband do something yesterday that they shouldn't have done because it was Father's Day? Real quick, 704-570-9595. Nicole, we have about like 2 minutes. If we could grab someone else who was in Dal's position.
Well, you know, I saw on Twitter a friend of mine, Katie, she went to go visit her dad, and he did the most daddest of all things. He filled up her tires with air before she left.
That's funny.
Like the ultimate dad
move.
I got to sleep in. I played PlayStation, which I hadn't done in forever. Went to the pool. Amanda took Ruby home to nap while Dean and I sat at the pool.
That sounds like a great Father's
Day. I went
home.
I showered Roy.
Yeah.
I went to my mom and dad's house. We had pasta and meatballs. Mm-hmm. And then I went home and we watched Tornado Chasers.
That sounds great.
It was spectacular. Yeah. And Amanda was like, Happy Father's Day.
Well, sorry, we're trying to get our house ready for you guys for a barbecue.
Oh, don't put this back up on us.
You're supposed to X out that Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday the 16th. X, well, no work for Dallas.
I tried, but he's going on the road this week, and I only get Dallas on the weekends.
And I tried to help you out, but nobody's calling, Loren. Everybody seems to have really let their husbands
enjoy the weekend.
I'm the mean person.
Why wouldn't you have DoorDashed surf and turf? Can't you do that?
You know how expensive that would have been?
Oh, well.
Costco, baby.
803 sent a text that said, my fiance cooked his own breakfast and dinner and woke up early with our 2-year-old. Oh. No.
Poor Dallas.
All right.
This is payback for not letting you sleep in on Mother's Day.
That's really what this
was. It's not. I swear.
What I think is hilarious, too, is that Loren was just telling Roy and like passing, and Roy's like, right, taking notes. Like, yeah. What?
Like, what? What's the worst Father's Day?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.